Today we have a much shorter time than usual. Slichos is beginning around, I think, 6:30, 6:35 today. And this first sugya is going to be different than all the other sugyas in that we're pretty much all over Maseches Brachos. Usually most of the sugyas are going to be pretty localized. But this is, I guess, more of a shir klali of Birchas Hananim. So we, as you went through Mar Makomos, the Mishnah, the beginning of Ketz Mevarchim, Daf Lamed Hey, Aleph, the Mishnah tells us Ketz Mevarchim goes through all the different types of Birchas Hananims that we have. And the Gemara wants to know what exactly is the source. What's the makor of Birchas Hananim? So the Gemara begins on Lamed Hey, Aleph. Could I open the Gemara up if you want to follow along? It might be helpful. So the Gemara says, Menahani Mili, how do we know that you're supposed to say Birchas Hananim? And the Gemara says, quotes the Gemara, the Tani Rabbanan, where the pasuk go again, Tani Rabbanan, Kodesh Hilul Mashem, that you're supposed to give Hilul Mashem. And the Gemara says, Melamed, the din is that you're supposed to have two hilulim, one before you eat the food and one after you eat the food. The two hilulim, that's the mashmos of kodesh hilul mashem, and that pasuk is in the context of neter vay or kerem vay. The halachas are that after 3 years, the first 3 years of a fruit tree, it's arla, it's asher to eat, and the fourth year you have to take the fruits to Yerushalayim. There's a machlokas, what exactly is the fourth year? Is it dafka kerem vay only when it comes to grapes, or is it neter vay? Is it referring to all types of fruits? So we learn from this, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, that you're supposed to have two Hilulim, one before you eat and one after you eat. And very important line, then the Gemara says, Mikan Amar Rabbi Akiva, Asur La'adam Sheyitom Klum Kodem Shivarach. And he concludes from this that therefore it's Asur to eat before you say Bracha. You must say Bracha before eating, otherwise there's an Isser. So this Gemara is very important at first, but it tells you already the nature of the Bracha. On one hand, it calls it Hilulim, Lashon of Hilul, Lashon of Hodah, it's a Birchas Hodah. And the other hand, it said it's a lashon of iser. There's an iser to eat without it. Sounds like birchas hanan is really a matir. That's the very beginning of the bracha of the Gemara. Is it a hillel? Is it a hodah? Or is it really an iser? Is it a matir? That's the nature of this bracha right in the beginning of the Gemara that you see that. The Gemara goes on to ask a number of different questions about really both hilulim. One, the hilulim implies two hilulim, right? It says hilulim. One hillel is used for a different halacha, a different drasha. And the Gemara ends up saying there's only one hillel that remains. And that one that remains must be referring to the bracha afterwards, the benching afterwards. Okay? So Gemara wants to know, so once you know that one hillel refers to the benching afterwards, how do you know you're supposed to say bracha before you eat? And Gemara brings the famous Kal Vachomer. What's the Kal Vachomer? You guys remember the Kal Vachomer? Exactly. If you say bracha when you're satisfied, so then certainly kishurayv lo kolshkei, when you're hungry, certainly you're supposed to say a bracha beforehand. So how do we know you're supposed to say a bracha before eating? Because there's a kal vachomer. The kal vachomer says, if when I'm finished eating, I say bracha afterwards, benching vachalta v'savat v'rachta, I bench afterwards. So certainly prior to eating, I'm also supposed to say bracha. When I'm starving, I'm supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the Gemara says, that doesn't really fit so well. And the Gemara rejects that kal vachomer. And what's the final conclusion? What's the bottom line? When do we say bracha? Why do we say bracha? What's the bottom line? The svara. The svar is, Asr lo l'adam sheyahanim in ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's asr for a person to enjoy anything in this world without saying a bracha. So the maskana is, it's a svara that you cannot enjoy the world without saying a bracha. So if you guys saw the Kesem Mishnah, when he's explaining the Rambam's source, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Brachos that a person has to say a bracha prior to eating. What's the source? What did the Kesem Mishnah say? What's the source? He says it's the Kal Vachomer. Remember, the Gemara started off with the Kal Vachomer, and the Gemara rejected the Kal Vachomer, and the maskana was, it's a svara. How could I enjoy a Kadosh Baruch Hu's food without saying a bracha? It's a svara. So how then can the Kesem Mishnah come along and say that it's really the Kal Vachomer if the Kal Vachomer was already thrown out the window? That's the kasha that all the Achronim ask on the Kesem Mishnah. Question two, if I were to ask you, we have two different sources. There's a Kal Vachomer learned out from benching, and then there's the svara, I cannot enjoy anything in this world without a bracha first. What would that tell me about the nature of the bracha itself? If you look at the source of the bracha, that should dictate something to me about the nature of the bracha. If I assume it's a Kal Vachomer versus if I assume it's the Svara, what would that dictate to me about the nature of the bracha? Exactly. So if I learn it's a Kal Vachomer from benching, everybody agrees benching is thanking Hashem. If I'm full, I say, thank you Hashem, it's a Birchas Hodah. So if the benching, I'm learning a Kal Vachomer, if I have to say bracha when I'm full, I certainly say bracha before I eat. So then the nature of birchas, then it has to be a birchas hodah. Hala v'hodah. If I assume it's a svara, that's usher to eat without saying a bracha, then the bracha is a matir. It permits me, not a hodah. It's not thanking Hashem. This is Aser until I remove the Iser. It's a Matir, we call it. So now, look at the Rashi. Look at Rashi in Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Rashi says Elosvarhi. It's around 10 lines up from the bottom of Rashi. Elosvarhi. So Rashi says, L'tervayu Islay Pircha. No matter how you went with the Gemara, there's a question. We could skip those first few lines. It jumped down further in the Rashi. It's really around 5 lines up from the bottom of the Rashi. It says Elosvarhu in the middle of the Rashi. It's a Svara. D'cheven d'nehene tzarech lehodos l'misha baram. It's a stir in Rashi. Rashi's explaining the Svara. But it's a Hoda. If we say it's a Svara that you can't get Hana in this world without being Matir first, how then is Rashi explaining it to be a Birchas Hoda? That's against the Sugya. That's question two. Now, moreover, if you look in Rashi and Lamed Hayyamin Beis, the Sugya there, I think this is on the Marmor Kamos, the Sugya there is talking about drinking olive oil. The Gemara said if you drink olive oil, you don't say any bracha because olive oil, this is Lamed Hayyamin Beis on the bottom. Olive oil is dangerous. It's mazik a person. If you drink olive oil, it's going to kill your stomach and you don't say a bracha for that. That's not considered edible. So if you look at Rashi, you see Rashi around 10 lines up from the bottom of Lamed Hayyamin Beis. It says Ozuka mazik, that Shemen Zayis is damaging to a person and therefore you don't say a bracha, says Rashi. Legufe, you don't say Birchas HaNenin, the bracha before him. Ve'ein zu achila, this is not a type of eating, shetuna bracha, that requires a bracha beforehand. Why? De'gave bracha v'chaltuksif. So what's the problem? What's the kashin Rashi there? Rashi's explaining the birchas hanenin. Why you don't say bracha before drinking olive oil? Because it's mazik a person. So he says, why? Because you need to have an achila. Shemen zayis is not considered achila because it damages you. And what source does he bring? Vachalta. What's Vachalta referring to? Benching. Vachalta v'svata v'rachta. So he's using benching to explain why there's no birchas hanenin before eating olive oil. And we said that's only if you understand there to be a kal v'chomer. Again, if there's a kal v'chomer, just if like you bench, so too you should say a bracha beforehand. But we already rejected the kal v'chomer. So there's two kashas on Rashi now. Number one is the kal v'chomer is out the window. Vachalta v'svata is no longer a basis for birchas hanenin. Yet Rashi and Lamed Hayyamin Beis says Vachalta is still in the game. And number two is, in the Svara, when Rashi explaining the Svara, which at first glance, the Svara is supposed to be being Matir, the Isser, he's explaining Lahodos, it's really a Birchas Hoda. So these are the two Kashas in Rashi. So what you have to explain is, when the Gemara rejected the Kavah Chomer, the Gemara never really rejected the Kavah Chomer. The Gemara had a number of Kashas. If you learn from benching, then you if you say bracha when you're benching, when you're full, certainly you should say bracha when you're hungry.
I've understood that.
Right.
I've heard it 20 times. I still don't get it. And it's a dispute. So what does one have to do with the other?
Well, hopefully another shiur will explain the kal v'chomer a little bit better. You're right. At first glance, it's not 100%. It seems a little flawed. But let's accept it for now. We'll elaborate maybe after Sukkos. But if a person is fully benches, so certainly before you're full, you should have to say bracha as well. And when the Gemara had a number of kashas, does that apply to all foods? So when the Gemara brought a svara, that's usser, it doesn't mean that kal v'chomer is rejected. It was just trying to put them together, that they're both true. You need both the kal v'chomer from benching as a basis of there being brachos, and the svara is supposed to complete the kal v'chomer, but not to replace the kal v'chomer, but just simply to complete it. And that's why Rashi, not only in these two places, but Rashi, all over Maseches Brachos, focuses on birchas hanenin is actually a birchas hoda. It's not a matir. It's not really the svara. The svara is just strengthening. It's enhancing the kal v'chomer, and it's really a birchas hoda. That's why Rashi says in Lamed Hayyamin Beis, even for birchas hanenin, v'achalta v'savata v'rachta is the basis for the birchas hanenin, because the kal v'chomer is still at play. And that's why in the svara, Rashi says, it's not really a svara. It's really a hoda. It's really a birchas hoda, even when the Gemara concludes that it's a svara and it's a matir. Rashi thinks it's really a birchas hoda. So now with this, so we can understand the Gemara's continuing on Lamed Hayyamin Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Hayyamin Aleph tells us, this is five lines up from the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan. Asa lo adam shiyahana min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. A person can't get hana without saying a bracha first. V'chala nena min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Anyone who does, mal, violates the Isser Me'ila. Isser Me'ila has to do with Hekdesh. Me'ila is pretty much the same as Gezela and Geneva. So my takante, what's the takana? Yelech eitel chacham. Gemara asks almost one of these comical questions. Yelech Eitzel Chacham, what did he do wrong? Why are you going to complain to the Chacham? You did the problem, not him. You did the Isser. Ella Omer Rava Leich Etzachacha Meikara. Go in the beginning. Learn from him how to say brachas and when to say brachas and which brachas to say in order to avoid the Isser Mila. So it sounds like it's a real serious Isser there. It's an Isser Mila. It's therefore Birchas Nenen is a matir. But if you look at the next Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol HaNena Min HaOlam HaZeh, B'lo Bracha, Ki'ilu Nena Mikach Shemaim. It's as if, not that it's actually Gzela, it's actually, it's Ki'ilu, it's as if. So the second Gemara sounds like a proof for Rashi. When we said that it's a Svara, it's Aser, to get Hana without saying a Bracha first, it's not really Aser, it's Ki'mila. The first Gemara sounded like it's Mamish Mi'ila. The second Gemara says it's only Ki'ilu. It's not really Mila. It's just, we're trying to make it serious in your eyes, but it's not really. So how does Rashi deal with the first Gemara, which sounds like it's Mamish Mila? You guys see that Rashi there, what it says, Rashi Ma'al? Exactly. He says, this also, even the first Mila, it's not really Mila. It's Ki'nehne, Rashi says. It's Ki'nehne Menehek. It's not really seriously an Isser. It's Ki. It's just trying to create something to make it serious in your eyes, but it's really a Birchas Hodah. When it says Mila, it's Lab Dafka Mila, it's Ki'ilu, it's Ki'nehne. It's not really an Isser. That's how Rashi wiggles out of this Gemara.
Is there a question about whether Birchas of the Rabbanim would rise?
There's a question.
Here,
yeah. It talks about it.
Otherwise, it doesn't go unless that question is up. Because if it's the Rabbanim, then there's nothing to talk about here.
What do you mean?
Because if you have Me'ilu, which is the Raisi, then it's eliminated with the Rabbanim.
So Tosafot right here, this is not today's shir, but Tosafot does address the point that he thinks it's not really a Kavachomer, because if it had been a Kavachomer, then Birchas Nenen would be a Daraisa. He says, therefore, it's only Derbanan. But we're going to get to this hopefully after Sukkos about Birchas Nenen being a Daraisa Derbanan. But most likely it's a Derbanan. That's how he passed it. Okay, now furthermore, in this Gemara, the Gemara continues to say that if you go to the top of Laman Hamed Beis now, it says, Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Kol HaNena Min Olam HaZeh, B'la Bracha Kilu Goza. It says Ki'ilu. What are you stealing? What are you stealing exactly here? I would have thought you're stealing the food. The food's Aser until I eat it. And if I eat without stealing the food, without saying a bracha, I'm stealing the food. But Rashi says, top line of Laman Hamed Beis, Goza L'Kadosh Baruch Hu is Birchasa. You're stealing his bracha away. Why? Because Rashi holds, there's no Issa really here. There's no Gzela. There's no Mi'ila of the food. The food is really a Birchas HaNenen. Now, when I didn't say the bracha, I ate without the bracha, I still call this bracha's bracha. I could have given him a bracha. I took away that bracha from him. But the food itself is an usser. There's no gzela of the food. If you look at the Marsha in the back, though, Marsha says otherwise. Marsha says, no, you're stealing the food. The food is usser until I say bracha. If I eat without saying the bracha, this is usser. I was gozel es, I forget exactly the lashon he has, but es ha'ochel, the meichel he stole. So Rashi says again, it's not really a matir. There's no real isser. And that's why he has to re-explain all these Gemaras. It's not really Mnena, it's Kinena, it's Kimila, it's Kehekdesh, it's Goza Birchasa, it's not Goza the food. And Rashi Lashitaso, he always focuses on the Hodah, Hodah throughout all Maseches Brachos. And the Marsha takes the Gemara literally here, that no, it's Ki'ilu, it's not Ki'ilu rather, it's Goza Mamish, it's Me'ila Mamish, you're really stealing. And what are you stealing? You're stealing the food. This food is Aser, it's a Chefse Shel Iser, until you say Bracha, which removes Iser, and then you can partake in the food. So now we go to, let's go to the Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph now. The Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph in Brachos has an interesting shaila, talks about a person, yeah.
So wouldn't there be an afimina halacha then, like a mitzvah of avir, if you ate matzah and you didn't eat a bracha, or any kind of achila that has a bracha before, berchas anenam, I'm at the berchas mitzvah on the matzah, that it could be a mitzvah of avir, because it would be stealing as opposed to just not saying a berchas anenam?
Right, it's an interesting question. You take it seriously, it's really Mamish Gezela, and then if you assume Mitzvah Baba Vera, there's a big machlokas when exactly do you apply that, but one of the opinions are that the only way you were able to get to the mitzvah was vis-a-vis stealing. Exactly, so this case would be, any case, it's a good kasha, I don't know. Okay, so Gemara Yud Beis Amud Aleph now tells us the question, let's say you pick up a drink, and you think at first it's wine, and you start saying Baruch Atah, rather it is wine, but you think it's a beer, it's Shehakel. So I start saying Baruch Atah Hashem, assuming it's a Shehakel, and then you realize it's actually wine, so you switch to Hagafen. you go to the bracha, because even if had you concluded Baruch Atah Hashem Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvaro, Shehakol works for everything. So since my Baruch Atah Hashem, my beginning of the bracha, would have been a good bracha of Shehakol, the bracha is good. But let's say I'm holding beer, and I initially think it's wine at first. So I start saying Baruch Atah Hashem, planning to say Agafen, and then I say, oh, this is beer, I need to say Shehakol. So my Baruch Atah Hashem had the wrong kavana. I wanted to say Agafen, but that was incorrect. Is that going to be a good bracha or not? And the Gemara goes on to bring a number of rais, but has no conclusion about that suffix. So if you look at Tosos and Dibur Maskil Lo Lasuye, and you base him on Aleph, Tosos says, so what's the conclusion? There's a suffix. Uperish Rav Alfasi, Alfas Hashd Delo Afshite Baya, and since the answer, the question isn't answered, Azlina Lakula, we go Lakula. Even if you start saying Baruch Atah Hashem, thinking to say Agafen, and you conclude saying Shakol correctly, you go to the bracha. Why? Because Safek Brachos, Laka. Says the Ri in Tosos, Ri Haya Omer L'chumra, the Tzarech Levarech Pamachers. No, we're Machmir. And you have to say another bracha. You have to say Hagafen all over again. Rather, Shakol all over again. Why? Safek Brachos, Laka. So if you saw the Rebbe Kiva Eger in the Sire, Rebbe Kiva Eger points to Marsha. Now remember, the Marsha is Lashitasa, Marsha and Psachim. What happens is, the Rebbe Kiva Eger writes that, Lo Shayach Hachalom are Safik Brachas Lakula. You don't apply, you don't invoke the concept of Safik Brachas Lahakel here. Why? He quotes the Magid of Ram, because the Marsha already wrote in Psachim, Daf Kud Beis Amun Aleph, quoting in the Rashbam, the Lo Shayach Kain, the concept of Safik Brachas Lahakel, is only relevant, Bebirchas HaMitzos, Da Brachos Einim Akvos. If I perform a mitzvah, if I shake lulav, if I sit in the sukkah without saying a bracha, it's still a good mitzvah. The bracha didn't change anything. Aval bebirchas hanenin aser lecha b'lo bracha. It's aser to eat. It's aser to eat. Just like the Gemara we saw earlier. A matir. I need to remove the iser on the food for me to eat. And therefore, since we're dealing with an iser, we have to be machmir. So that's the marsha l'shitasa. Remember the marsha we saw earlier in bracha slam and hay said it was gzela mamish. It was mila mamish. So Marsha and Psachim also says that Safek Brachos does not apply. Safek Brachos Lahakel doesn't apply to Birchas Nenin because Birchas Nenin is a real matir and there's a real iser involved here. And therefore you have to be lachumra. That's what Rebbe Kiva explains, and that's why the Ri in Tosos assumes you have to be machmir when it comes to Birchas Nenin. Fine, so we have this, that's the first Nafka Mina. So again we have an iser, Birchas Nenin is either matir of the iser or to Birchas Oda. Nachkamina being, in the case of Safek, are you going to be Lakula or are you going to be Lachumra? If it's a Birchas Hanenin, if it's a Hodah, so if you don't do the mitzvah, if it's a Safek, you don't say the bracha, you're Mekel. But if you assume it's a Matir, and there's a real Isser, then you have to be Lachumra because you can't be Mekel by an Isser, you have to be Machmir by a mitzvah. That's why Tosos and Rebbe Kiva Eger Paskin, you have to say the bracha again. Now we don't Paskin that way. We assume Shulchan Aruch in a couple of places tell us when it's Safek brachos, we Paskin Lahakel, even by Birchas Hanenin. But at least in the Lamedus, this serves as an afkamina. Now, the number of Gemaras that talk about situations where you don't have to say Birchas Nenin, where you're allowed to eat without saying the Birchas Nenin beforehand, which would, of course, be problematic if you assume that there's an Isser involved. How in the world could we remove the Isser, avoid the Isser, by eating without saying a bracha? So the two Gemaras are ones by the workers. The Palm are working, and they're up in the tree. This is the Gemara where in Tezayim and Aleph, the Gemara tells us, that the workers towards the bottom of Tezayim and Aleph hapoalim shayu osim melacha etzal baal bayis. The workers are working by the boss. Their Kohen Kriyas Shema is palim. They're allowed to say Shema. They're allowed to daven. They're supposed to. They have to. Ve'ochlin pisa. They eat their bread. Ve'ein mevarchin lefaneh. But they do not say a bracha prior to eating. Aval mevarchin lachareh. But they say a bracha afterwards. At least two of the brachas. Because benching is a derais, and Birchas Hanenin is only a derbanon. So you can easily, not to take away from the time of the boss, of the baal bayis, he can only do things that are derais, but things that are derabanons, you have to do away with and serve, and properly serve the boss, because you're getting paid for that. So again, the kashya, as I said before, how could you remove the Birchas Hanenin? There's an iser. We don't say you can eat treif when you're working because it's easier, it's more accessible than going down further to get the kosher food. So how are you allowed to eat the food without saying the bracha? If it's really an iser mamish, like the Marsha says, it's an iser mamish. And we had the other Gemara in the Misha Mesu, another parak here in Brachos. By an onen, the halacha is that an onen is pater from all mitzvos, but not all mitzvos. Anything that is involved with an iser, you can't do isurim, you can't kill people, you can't steal. Only mitzvah aseh is he pater from. the number of interesting discussions that come up. Let's say when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, they say only have to do Hashavas Aveda. So what would you think? He's pater, it's a mitzvah. But at the same time, if he doesn't do Hashavas Aveda, there's an iser, the deraisa, to turn away, to ignore the Hashavas Aveda. There's an iser involved. So anything that has an iser, the Pitzkei Tshuva talks about this. So anything that has an iser involved, he can't do away with it. He has to keep all the iserim. It's only the mitzvah that I say that he's pater from. So the Gemara tells us, this is the first Mishnah in Mishmeis, when the Braisa elaborates, that when a person's an onen, his onen is a person, a family member dies, and he's waiting for the burial, so he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. He has the obligation of focusing on the kavura of the mace. And the Gemara says in the very last line of Yuzayin Amabez, that he's eino ocha basar, he doesn't eat meat, eino shosu yayin, he doesn't drink wine, veino mevarch, he doesn't say bracha. The pashas is, what bracha are we referring to? So Rashi says, ein tzarach levarach brichas emotzi. You don't say brichas emotzi. Now according to Rashi, the Shitaso, it makes sense. Why? What does Rashi hold in general about brichas enenin? What's the nature of brichas enenin? It's hodah. So okay, so it hodahs. You miss out on hodah. You're not supposed to do brachas. It makes a lot of sense why there's no bracha prior to eating when a person's an onen. But if you assume like the Maharsha that there's a real iser, how in the world are we allowed to remove the iser? Because a person's an onen. By other yisurim, we don't allow an onen to kill people and steal. So how do we allow them to steal here? So the Eimek Bracha, the Talmud of Brisker Rav, explains, he's struggling with this, and I think Rav Soloveitchik also writes this, or it's written from Rav Soloveitchik in Shir Rav and Hilchas Avelis. They ask the same question. Remember when I learned Avelis, I remember it must have been 10 years ago, more than that maybe, it must have been 12 years ago, I learned Hilchas Avelis one summer. I was in B'nai Ashurin, and Rav Soblovsky was walking in B'nai Ashurin, and I had the same kasha, how in the world, if we assume B'rachas Nenin is a real Isser Mamish, how do we assume that, how do we say no bracha? So he pointed to the Rav Soloveitchik and Shir Rav, who said the same idea as the Eimek Bracha, which is that the Isser, if you assume that B'rachas Nenin is simply a matir, the Isser is what the Lashon uses, Noveya. It stems from the mitzvah. Meaning, stage one is there's a mitzvah to say a bracha, and once there's a mitzvah to say a bracha, the Chacham made that into an iser. If I don't say the bracha, then that becomes an iser.
It's a man-made iser.
It's a man-made iser. But if they remove the initial mitzvah, then there's no iser either. So once they say a person's an onen and he doesn't have to do mitzvah, so there's no bracha, there's no chiv to say bracha, then the iser falls away as well. And that's how, even if you assume that it's a matir, even if you assume like the marsha, that's really a matir, then you could do away with the bracha when it comes to an onen. That's how they wiggle out of this question.
Applies to the palm as well.
Exactly. Same thing by the palm as well. The workers, since they have an obligation to work, Chacham say, we're not going to make you say birchas enenin when a person's working. So therefore they said, there's no mitzvah to say bracha, and therefore there's no iser either. That's how the Eimek Bracha gets out of this. Now there are other opinions when it comes to the workers though. The workers, I didn't point out the girsa there, maybe you saw this during preparation. Others have a different gear. So we said the workers don't have to say a bracha beforehand. But on the side here, the Gra quotes some of the Rif. The Rif says that you do have to say a bracha beforehand. Why? What does the Rif assume? Rif assumes it's a birchas, it's a matir. And there's no way, you can't throw away the matir, there's an iser to eat. So just to point out, before Slichos, I think is any minute now, what time is Slichos? 6:30 or 6:35?
It's been 6:35.
Okay, who did 6:35 then? Unless the pressure comes in. So the Rif says,
well, he asked the same question.
Okay.
So he asked the same question. So
I think it's 6:30.
Okay, fine. Let's say the Rif quickly then. So the Rif says that the Rif causes that the workers have to say a bracha before him because the Rif assumes that there's a matir. Now, if we saw Tosos, remember the Tosos by the Suffolk? He quoted the Rif. The first pin was the Rif that Suffolk bracha is lahakel, which assumes what? If Suffolk bracha is lahakel, is what? To birchas hodah. Furthermore, if you look at the Rif in the back, the Rif is on found on page Chav Dalam and Beis. The Rif has he introduces the first the Perek Ketz Mevarchim. He obviously the Rif Lashita, he always cuts down all the Shakta Vatari, the questions and answers. He tells us Taner Rabbanan Kodesh Hilulim Lashem Milamet Shaton Bracha Lefanav Ulachrav. So what does he bring as a source? He doesn't quote the Svara. He quotes Kodesh Hilulim. Kodesh Hilulim was the beginning of the discussion of ending up being the Kavah Chomer from benching. That was a whole first Mahalach, which we thought was rejected. He never brings the Svara. He brings Rabbi Kiva, who was part of that initial statement of Kodesh Hilulim, but never brings the actual Svara. Sounds like from the Rif, he assumes it's Birchas Hoda. Kind of like Rashi. And that's why the Rif Paskin, Tosas quoted from the Rif, that Tzavik Brachos Lahakel. The kasha is, why then does a Rif say by the Palim, do they still have to say the Bracha beforehand? If it's really a Birchas Hoda, so why doesn't Rif read the Gemara literally, the way the Gers we have in front of us, and say, since it's only a Dirbanim, and since Birchas Nen is only a Birchas Hoda, the workers could just do away with that Bracha and eat without it. That's a kasha in the Rif. I have a suggested answer, but I don't have a real good answer. It's possible the Rif might say, really, you're right, it's a Birchas Hoda. But since it takes 5 seconds to say bracha, it doesn't take away from the time of the worker so much. So really, you don't have to say the bracha. But since it's 5 seconds, what's the big deal to say the 5 second bracha? Okay, so I guess we'll stop here. Mirtz Hashem, I don't think we'll have a chance for another shir before Sukkot, because there's slichos next week. Mirtz Hashem, maybe after Sukkot, we'll do the second half of the shir and start going further in the parak.